Is it significant for you that Schumann would also use these persona not just for musical utterance, but for speech utterance in his music criticism?
Well, I think that's a very sound point. What you're hearing in the best kind of romantic music is not just the composer, but the whole man. He's speaking as an artist, as a musician, certainly, but also in his capacity as writer. He was a great prose writer and reader. The kind of words he uses, the kind of music he prefers, all his utterances in any art form whatever, and I'm sure also in his ordinary daily social intercourse, are made up of this same pattern, this same genetic pattern, which, in a way, of course, one can't choose. It's part of his endowment, but also, more significantly, part of his artistic development and the expressive genius, not only of Schumann, but of Elgar, and in many ways also of Brahms, who certainly used music ciphers of various kinds to express his own love for his own friends and lovers. I'm sure he was heavily under Schumann's influence.